Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
this is it. I'm here. You here. Shit. Let's just get this shit going. This is the Ask Rosebud show, you know. And I'm telling you, this is something I live by. I do not apologize. Sometimes I used to apologize for being myself. Some people take it the wrong way, feel about it, what, however they feel. And I used to feel, you know, a need to apologize. I don't do that no more. No apologies. I ain't got no fear. You know, I do not have fear of what somebody gonna think about me being me. I ain't got no shame. I don't feel shame for who I am. I just don't. I don't mean no disrespect to anybody. You know, by me being myself. I mean, it shouldn't be disrespectful, but if you feel offended by me being myself, I don't mean it, but I ain't changing. And I don't regret none of the shit I just told you. I don't fucking regret none of it. I live by them five things. This is my show, and I ain't never gonna be talking bullshit, fellas. I got hella shit to say about any subject you bring up, and you know I will say it. I ain't biting my tongue for none of y'all. Now, if you want to contact me, askrosebud@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter @MrRosebud, and you can always check out my site, askrosebud.com, where you can find all sorts of things that's going to help you in your life of trials and tribulations. Now, check this out. At one point, or not yet, but at one point, you motherfuckers, since you so into this technology and shit, it's going to get to a point where, just like you pull up to McDonald's, you can pull up to the not the game shop or stop or whatever it's called, but you can pull up to the get game, whatever. And you could pull up, and then you can say, you could order. You can say, I want to order some game, and I want a side of principles and boundaries. And let me get two orders of conversation. Oh, and can you supersize that? It's going to get like that for y'all. And what you going to do? Pull up to the window, nigga, going to serve you some. Because that's how you want it. That's the only way you're going to accept it. But until then, I'm going to have to try to figure out a way to reach the motherfuckers that's you know, suffering. You know, I got on CD Baby my shit. You know, the audiobook of Rosebud's American Pimp, but that's in, like, parts. I got the full version on my site. Call in, goddammit, 845-277-9263. Call in. Let's kick it. Do you realize the value in getting, you know, some game than already having the tools to implement that game you get? I do. I'm just saying. I did a lot of things to introduce shit. And I do a lot of things and will do a lot of things. Then I introduce stuff and I don't let it go. And I don't care if you like it initially. People like it over time. Because I'm not going nowhere. I ain't changing where I'm coming from no bitch. I'm not, you know, well, let me be honest with you motherfuckers. Man, I've just been disappointed like a motherfucker, man. Because I ran into a bitch. First of all, before I say this, some things are better left to fantasy. Because the reality of it won't match what you think. Now back to this bitch. I ran into this goddamn bitch 30 years ago. Woo-woo, ran into her recently. Got to talking to her, blah, blah, blah. Damn, I'm thinking everything gonna be cool. This bitch know me. This motherfucker understand me. This motherfucker, you know, woo-woo. So she get to listening to 8517. I see you, but hold on. She get to listening to of my videos. Now, I'm telling you, I think I've been talking to that bitch 3, 4, 5 days. You know, now, I don't want that bitch for nothing, but, you know, on the bitch tip. I don't need that bitch to do shit for me. I don't want her to do shit for me. But I'm still bud. Now, goddamn. So, the motherfucking bitch is running her shit by me. And, you know, I stop her on some kind. She was talking about she could tip on me and all. Bitch, look. I'm not into none of this, you know, 21st century watered down bullshit, you know. So if you believe that, just miss me with that kind of shit. You know, I'm thinking I'm, you know, explaining shit to her properly. But that bitch get to looking at my videos, and, you know, I'll be chopping shit up. Man, and that... I didn't tell the bitch to listen, binge watch that shit for like 6 hours. That bitch binge watched that shit for 6 hours when I contacted her. I think that was today. It might have been last night, but I don't know. But anyway, when I contacted that bitch, oh, goddamn, that bitch acted like I'm trying to send her right now tonight. Bitch, you do realize you a 57-year-old motherfucker, don't you? And I'm a 67-year-old. What I'm saying is, do not bend your principles, fellas. Because my point is this. I'm not changing. I am going to continue being the way I am because I'm not harming anyone. And if anything, I'm helping hella people. So I'm a good guy to me. Okay, 517, what's up?
What's up, Professor? This Cameo.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Nothing much. I just want to piggyback off what you were saying as far as not bending my principles. Okay, I want to talk about the correct mentality when qualifying women because the women who I've been interacting with lately have been showing me that they can't stand up to my requirements. For example, I recently told a woman that she would have to treat me the way I want to be treated, not according to some shit she's thinking. But because of that, she's trying to act like I'm trying to control her because I won't tolerate her pussy gas.
Well, are you asking a question about that?
Yeah, I was just bringing it up like...
Okay, well, just relax, man. Well,
because I don't want to come across as arrogant, but I'm thinking like, damn,
Cameo.
You are what you thinking. This just ain't going
to
work.
Hey, Cameo, learn how to talk and why you talk and learn how to listen because I've been trying to say
okay.
Something. Bro,
okay.
What I'm really getting at is all you doing is seeing shit that you did not see before. You're seeing a whole bunch of shit that was getting past you. And instead of you using your motherfucking newfound knowledge to handle it right then and there, you got to ask questions. See, that's why I say motherfuckers be graduating because they're smart and they know the shit. They don't be graduating because they are the shit. You got to be the shit, man. And after a while of out there being what you learn to be, then you will realize these questions you have aren't really questions. They just shit you see in seeing it. It makes you be able to think fast. You just got to spend some more time, man. It's only been a few months that you graduated, man. You got a couple more years of really and truly putting this shit down the way it's supposed to be. Maybe not a couple more years because of the way we do shit now. We do things much faster. So you just have some more time, put it like that, to be able to recognize this shit. To be able to see what some bitch doing and why she doing it. You know, you don't really understand at one point. But now there's nothing you don't understand. But there is, after understanding, is what you're going to do about it. So you got to wait for that, man. It's coming.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I'm like, that's what's up because.
Hold on, Cameo, hold on. 631, what's up? There you go, 6. Wait a minute, Cameo. 631, what's up?
All right, I was listening to Cameo and what he's saying and stuff about, you know, on his movement there. The thing is, you just got to keep going with it. Just keep going with it. But just on the graduating and stuff, he got to keep going with it, like you said, Mike. He got to put it into practice. He got to keep his eyes open. He got to, you know, use all his senses and why he's in different situations and see what's going on.
See, that's a good point, bro. Cameo and 631. The thing is, let's say you're a good ball player in high school, and you get to, hey, wait a minute, so you guys got problems going on. I'll talk to you, hold on. Okay, both of you guys are back in the queue, so don't worry. Let's say you're a good ball player in high school, and you kind of faded out in college. But at the end of your college years, you got back serious. All right, what I'm going to ask you, I want you to think about. You got back serious. Cameo, I'm opening you up. Cameo, do you think because you took time off and now you rededicated yourself, do you think you're going to learn more?
Yeah, it's a lifelong process.
Listen to me, man.
Yes.
Listen. Quit talking in theory. You're talking in theory. Talk forth in specifics about what I just asked you. Why are you quiet?
Can you ask me one more time?
What I'm saying is, no, man, I can't. 847, what's up?
Hey, what's poppin', man?
Nothing, what's happening?
I was watching on a video where these days they got a lot of, well, not a lot of, but more than back in the day, female boxers and female fighters. And I saw a video where a man was sparring with a female boxer, and she won. And this brought up a question in my mind, and I wanted to ask you, what would your thinking be? What would your thoughts be if you were to get beat up by a chick?
Well, okay, me, Rosebud, ain't into no, you know, martial arts and none of that physicality bullshit. And I fuck around and talk to one of them, you know, much younger MMA bitches. And that bitch, you know, ring my bells. I'm be mad in the motherfucker, but I'm accepted. But what I'm saying, if I was an MMA motherfucker, ain't no bitch gonna whoop me. And that bitch didn't whoop who she was boxing. He went light on her. And you, she ain't, I don't care what that bitch know what she can do. She ain't strong enough to withstand a real punch from that nigga. She cannot take the reality of what a motherfucking man will do. Not that a man know more than them and is more capable. It's just that he's too strong. Now, you get one of these Japanese or Chinese martial art type bitches, that bitch liable to be strong as a man because she's been trained to be that strong. She beat your motherfucking ass. But a regular broad that learns what she learns, she is not going to learn the strength that it takes to deal with what a man can do. So otherwise, when the man say, okay, you want to spar? And the woman say, yeah, let's get it on. And she put her gloves on and hit him together, pat him together. He doing that too, but he doing that thinking, yeah, you know, I'm going to take it easy on this. He ain't saying I'm going to kill this bitch. Like this bitch is saying, yeah, he think I'm a bitch. I'm going to fuck this motherfucker up. Dude is saying, man, baby thinks she bad. You know, I got to, you know. Now, he ain't going to willingly let her fuck him up. But he ain't going all out on her is what I'm saying. And that right there kills the bullshit you brought up as far as what would I think about it. Because, you know, something was you didn't consider something. He definitely did not do what a dude would do in his real capable situation. So I don't think it's nothing wrong with losing to a woman if the bitch no more than you.
Or if you, you know, injured or something, or if you much older than her.
Well, any of that. But what I'm really saying is, why in the world, besides something like you just described, because in that instance, that's why. But I'm saying, why in the world would you get into any kind of competition with a bra? I wouldn't even do it. But one thing, you know, she's just going to be able to do shit you can't do. Because you'd be, you know, looked at like a mean man or something, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just the way we've been trained to think. And I ain't saying women aren't quality opponents. Because I'm telling you, when you get to the real level, the gender don't matter. You know, like them ninjas and shit, gender do not matter. That's exactly why they dress like they dress, because nothing on them matters. So you don't need to see how they look. You don't need to see how they're structured. All you need to know is this motherfucker in front of me is the enemy and need to be eliminated. And when they can get you to thinking like that and getting you to be standing, you know, like 2 inches from a piece of wood and drive your damn fingers through that goddamn wood, that shit is real. You know that women can do that. So there's a man that can do something 12 times more maybe. But if you run into a bitch that can drive her fingers through wood from 2 inches, she gonna fuck you up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, bro. Now that's some good shit. Let's get a little deeper into this goddamn shit. You know, some of you motherfuckers need coaching. You know, you ain't gonna admit it, but I got coaching. Fuck with me. And don't get the impression that I don't want to speak to you motherfuckers who ain't interested in pimping. I don't really want to speak to motherfuckers that's interested in pimping. I do speak to them, but on both ends, not interested and interested. Because I speak to any motherfucker that want to be a man. What you do with the information is on you. So I do not have preferences or pimps. But I will say I sort of cater to that conversation as far as how I sound. Now, what we got today is so fucking dope. It's about building and using a system to support your belief. Man, that's important. Well, I'm saying a sure way to keep your confidence level up and to keep a fence around it and not let nobody, you know, contaminate it is by having a system that you use to support your beliefs. Now, that's what it takes, but how many of you motherfuckers know how to do that shit? If your goal is to be an independent, confident man, you're going to have to learn how to follow all the goddamn instructions that you get from this point on. You can't get the chorus to start crying about me not helping you, because that's not what this shit is about. I have proven to you guys that if you do as the chorus suggests, you're going to attain the confidence that I'm talking about. And you ain't never seen it before. You never seen things work before. I have to show them sometimes. See, you want to be the kind of dude so involved with becoming what you envisioned, you know, becoming by using the course, until you have tunnel vision. You want to be like them ninjas. Before they were ninjas, they was just badass martial artists. But then they wanted to become a ninja, so they fucking goddamn took it to the next level. They start studying what they knew coming. Hold on one second. I got to turn something on. All right. They start studying what they knew coming from a expert's motherfucking position instead of a student's position, and they were able to see different things, a lot more things. So with a 631, you have another question?
I'm just listening on. I'm listening on, but it's sounding real good, man. Hey, man, you're speaking the truth like you do, man.
All right, bro, for sure.
Yep.
Cameo, what about you? You got something else?
Yeah, I just want to say I understand. I had lost my thought for a minute, but I understand what you're saying about taking my time and it will come, because I am seeing more, and, you know, like you say, it's a process to it.
All right, exactly. So just check the rest of this, and if you have something else, go off and come back on, because you already got that question up. But anyway, see, hold on one second. I'm sorry, excuse me. One of the hallmarks of being a real man is you rid yourself of the fear of the unknown. It's not that you're fearless. You just not scared of what you don't know. That's what my course does for you. It makes you become fearless concerning your life, which is the way you want to be. And the reason you become fearless is that you learn that you can think your way out of any situation you get in. Because let's face it, most of the situations you get in, you create for yourself. They're not automatic situations. You create those situations. You just have to learn to deal with and overcome all of the doggone obstacles that you undoubtedly going to experience. And in doing that, you're going to gain a better sense of who you are. And what I've built is a foundation for me to remain alpha thinking, even when something I thought was right is actually wrong. It don't make me wrong. It make what I thought wrong. And if I can't recognize that, I may end up on the wrong path. But since I did recognize it before I actually got on the wrong path, that's what keeps me in the perfect score. See, I'm not going so fast in my life that I overlook something. That's what people, you know, slick do. That's why all they do is think what the fuck they think is sharp because they've been in jail so much. Sit up in jail year after year thinking of all this shit, never doing it because they're in the jail. And then when they fucking get out of motherfucking jail and they're on the right path, they want to spit shit to you about what they've been thinking. They're totally ignoring. I've been free all my motherfucking life, getting money like a motherfucker. So all that shit you talking, I mean, it could be true for you, but it ain't true for me. So why the fuck do you want me to listen to it? That shit is only true for your motherfucking ass because you took that path. I didn't give it to you. When I, you know, hey, 847, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I got another question. I've been reading your book, and it's about the part where you was in the After Hours Club, and you was roasting Gino, and you were the only one
not
to
Gino
stand
Hollywood
up to him.
Gene. Not Gino,
yeah.
Hollywood Gene.
Oh, okay, yeah. And so, you know, that brought up a problem of mine, made me think of a problem that I got. And when I'm in situations like that, I don't have good enough judgment to know what is too offensive and what shouldn't be said. And I've gotten into fights before because of that. So I wanted to know what I should do to cultivate better judgment.
Check this out, brother. First of all, even though you sound soft as fuck, you obviously not because you didn't got in goddamn fight. So what I'm saying is the way you judge shit is that you know you don't want to get in no motherfucking fight. So if how you handled whatever got you into a fight right there, that's like too far. You don't want to go that far. So the next situation you have, you keep that in mind how far you went last situation because of how you said what you choosing the wrong words made happen. So now you're going to kind of back down, not back down to dude, but back down from your response a little bit so that you can say it and you can see what you're saying here. Dude might get mad, but he can say, well, man, and you guys can talk. So now you see, oh, man, now coming like that, that ain't going too far. But it might not be far enough for you. So the next little shit, you know, you might try going a little further. But now you're taking increments. So if whoever get a little bit too upset, he ain't going to be so upset to where you have to fight. You're going to be able to see, like, from 6 to 7 ain't that big of a, not much anger. But from 6 to 8, now you could have a problem. So you got to be able to judge that shit. So 6 to 8. You can see it's too far, but it's not going to cause you a problem because it ain't like going from 6 to 10. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand all that, but I want to know why you say I'm soft.
I didn't say you soft. I said you sound soft.
Because of my voice?
Yes. Bro, listen. Listen to me. I said a lot, and you only heard what you wanted to hear. Because
no,
I
heard
said,
it all.
Listen, man. If you heard it all, you wouldn't have said that bullshit. Because what I said was this. Man, you sound soft, but obviously you not because you get in fights. Did you hear me say that?
Okay.
Did you? Okay. So that's telling you right there that you don't have to ask me that punk shit. Right or wrong?
Okay.
Right or wrong?
Right.
So, what I'm saying to all you motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck what you think because I talk and I listen at the same time. And this is why I ain't getting in no fights because I know what the fuck I said. I'm going to stand up on what I said. And if you, let's say me and you got words, and you feel whatever, if you ever stop feeling it for a second and think and listen, you go, here, I did say this or do that. And if that's the case, if you was paying attention, not you, bro, but I'm talking about whoever was paying attention, It would have diffused what you're thinking. That's why when you bring it up, when you bring it up and you show dude, oh, man, just like you, you say, oh, you know what I did? You missed that rule. What I'm saying is that's what keeps you from going too far. That's what keeps you sharp. You get in those situations, but it'd be like you see on TV, the motherfucker selling wolf tickets, bluffing, and when he get outside, he say, oh, man, that shit had me scared to death. But you couldn't tell that while he was inside. That's life. That's real life. And if you, any kind of motherfucker, you're going to be in that shit, bro. But you don't want to get into the fight because, you know, you might want to fight. This motherfucker want to shoot. You don't know where that's at. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to take those chances. But you don't want to punk either. So that's what I'm saying, bro. You got to use your own judgment, and you don't want to purposely get into shit. But you want to make sure you do get into some shit because I used to start shit. I ain't praying. I
shit talking, bud.
You better not say shit around me that's controversial to whatever I'm thinking or, you know, whatever, because I don't know. I might have had a little man's complex because, you know, them 6 foot pimps, I used to hate them. Because I was like 5'8. Hey, I had to put on high heels to be 5'10. This 6 foot motherfucker. You better not say nothing to me, big old motherfucker. Hey, but my point, bro, is that you have to establish how far to go. Otherwise, if I give you a scenario where it's telling you how far to go, that's only going to work in that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
It's too many variations of what happens. There's too many places where things are thought of differently that's going to bring different reactions. That's why you got to be a think fast motherfucker and know you don't want to get no problems. You in Italy, can't speak no Italian, and you don't want to get no problems, but you know the way you're going to handle this. You just going to, your voice, you're going to keep it calm, you know, and you're going to know one or two words you're going to say it, and you might misuse it, and they're going to, you're going to handle it. That's what I'm saying, bro. It's about right now, you know, what's happening now. Fuck all that other shit. What's happening now? You know what I mean?
Yes.
All right, bro. Hey, 847. Don't think because I said something about your voice, which I did not say anything about it, because it was the tone, if that's the case, but I didn't say anything about it because I didn't know if it was soft. But I did listen. And I did hear you say you get in the fights. So that means some motherfucker thought you was soft too. And he approached you and you let that nigga, pow, don't be coming up on me, motherfucker. Oh, and he said, well, damn, this voice fooled me. So you got a secret weapon, my brother. Motherfucker get real close to you, you thinking you got that voice of softness. No, motherfucker, I'm just cool, calm, collected, and ready to tag your ass if you get in distance. I love that shit, bro. Compliments on the house. Okay, so you guys got to know this shit. And you got to understand this kind of shit. Because when you go out, you don't get second chances. I mean, there's too many people dead. You got to know. You don't get second chances. 701, what's up?
Hey, how you doing for that Rosebud, man?
I'm cool, man. What's happening with you?
Man, to the last caller, man, the answer you gave him, that was dope, man. I like that. You say, like, you don't want to fight a motherfucker because you never know. They fucking run shoot you. That was dope. I like that.
Well,
but I just want to ask you this. Huh? I'm listening.
Go ahead.
You know, I was watching one of your videos on YouTube, and you speak something about you don't like giving your emotion, like, to a woman. Can you elaborate that? Like, can you go a little bit deep on that?
Okay, check game. Do you know what emotions is, where it ranks as far as what feelings are?
The best answer I can give you is like you don't want to be like be soft like.
No, listen.
Feelings are what to a woman.
No, man, no, listen. Feelings, that's your sense of touch. Listen, that's your sense of touch. Otherwise, you could feel good from smelling something. You could feel good, and I feel good, but you could just feel whatever from thinking something. But now you got to understand, you can't give your feelings away. Because on the scale of feelings, emotions are way up there. You know the feeling of touch. You know the feelings that you get from smell. I mean, you know your normal senses. That has no comparison to the feeling you get from emotions. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you was like, you know, it's
motherfuckers
out there.
Let me answer the question, bro. Let me answer the question. I got to establish some shit first. Now you understand what I'm talking about when I say you don't want to play with emotions. Now I could, you know, answer your question because you know on the scale of feelings, emotions are high. So the reason I don't give my feelings or my emotions to some bitch is because what if she misuses it? What if she handle it or mishandle it? She gonna fuck me up. So I'm saying I protect the shit that can fuck me up. And my emotions are one. So I am not saying I'm not emotional. Listen to me, bro. Just listen. I'm the kind of dude, you guys gonna laugh, but I'm serious. I'm the kind of dude who could be sitting up watching Dennis the Menace and some kind of father-son type shit happen, man, I have to leave the room. I'd be crying like a baby. I'm very emotional, but I don't let my emotions control me. It sounds kind of hard, but I done did this shit. I done been in the streets being emotional, but I couldn't cry. Or being emotional, but I can't act like I love this bitch. You know, I'm just all kind of shit. You learn how to deal with shit when you face with shit. But if you're not faced with shit in your life, then you think of something like you just asked, bro. It's just a question. You know, you gotta be out there fucking with bitches, and you gotta be doing that shit to the extent. You give a lot more than you are willing to give at this point, bro. I don't mean give to her. I'm saying risk. You put yourself at risk and a lot more. You're vulnerable because you do try. You do see, man, baby want me to care about. You know, she talking about she can't, she $25 short from making this shit happen, blah, 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 you know. Normally, I wouldn't fuck with that, but, you know, baby kind of shit. take that motherfucking chance, and then you see where she at. That's giving you, that's a low, that's setting your low. But now, you judge from that. You just gauge. And if you don't
You answer my question, man.
Hey, motherfucker, don't tell me when to be quiet.
your answer be dope, man. That's why I love listening to your show, man. Your answer be dope, man. That's why I love listening
because
to you.
Because I think about
it, man. I got another question, man.
What's up?
Man, listen, man, I'm so curious about this shit, man. And I want to ask you this question because you have a hell of experience of different women, like when you was in the game.
Well,
I want to know, I want to know, why do a lot of women, they prefer to be with a woman than a man? If that makes
why
sense.
Do they prefer? Did you ask why do women prefer women over men?
Yes, sir.
Well, man, because y'all women, y'all don't. Back in the day, they didn't prefer dates. Some bitches like pussy. So what? We could have that.
Is that just the choice?
No, man. If you let me explain it, and quit interrupting me. I hate that. What I'm trying to say is you guys have not even, you will think that question, but you won't really answer it because they think that way because you soft as a broad. And but she, this bitch see you as a, should see you as a man, but she don't get that from you. So now she don't like you. But when she gives one of these bitches, she see her as a bitch. So this bitch supposed to be a bitch. And if that's the case, she likes her. Now, it could be how they have sex, all that stuff. But think about that shit, man. If they talking about they don't want no dick in them, why they want fingers and fucking dildos and all that kind of goddamn shit in them? I'm just saying, man. They lying to themselves.
That shit kills it, man.
They lying to themselves, man. So the, what you do, what I do whenever I meet one of them motherfuckers, I tell them motherfuckers, look, whatever floats your motherfucking boat, just don't bring that shit in my house. So if you want to like bitches, if you want to get some stuck up in your ass, I do whatever you, because you ain't my bitch. I'm just having fun. You know what I'm saying? That's my mentality, man. This is why I'm saying what I'm saying. You don't supposed to get into what these broads think. They think crazy shit. And then if you get to thinking it because you fucking her, then you're going to be crazy. Because once you get to thinking what the bitch thinking, she going to take you on a roller coaster ride scarier than anything you've ever been on because she don't know what the fuck she doing. She guessing. Everything she's doing, she's guessing. She might guess that you can go over here and make this move and it's going to work out fine and you didn't really know it, but you go over there and do it and it does. Oh, damn, man, this bitch sharp. When this bitch do that 7, 8, 10 times, yeah, this bitch sharp. But what is this bitch really doing? I'm saying, I ain't never seen no bitch. Not that they don't have them. I just ain't seen no bitch controlling some shit that had a shit pimps have. The proper car, the proper spot, not going to jail. You know, motherfucking bitches, whoever they fucking with, got the same shit that he got, just not on that level. New shit, in they name shit. You know, so, you know, bitches will think about, well, bitches get fucked up as a whole. So, you know, it's a fucked up shit. Well, bitch, if you believe that, fine. But you can't find a bitch I had to say that shit. Because that bitch had what I had. That bitch left with what I gave her. Bitch, when you leave me, I don't give a fuck. You know, you don't steal nothing from me. Take every goddamn thing that I gave you. Plus, show you where I'm coming from. I'll leave and give you time to go. See, you can't put me in the category of what you experience. See, that's what I tell them hoes. That was your choice. You chose a motherfucker to take you through the ringer like that. Your motherfucking pork ass was so slick at 12, you wanted to turn out. All that motherfucker was doing was what he do. Now, I ain't gonna do that goddamn shit. Matter of fact, every motherfucking time I ran into a bitch that was under 18, if she was 16, I didn't fuck with her. But if she was 17 and was finna be 18 in a month or two, I might would have fucked with her. But what I'm saying is, I would just be very careful fucking with the bitch. Because I don't want to be no pedophile ass nigga. And if the bitch 17 and you get a problem, she's still a minor. So you still going to be a pedophile. Man, I ain't trying to have that goddamn shit just because I want the bitch. Look, motherfucker, if you want to fuck with me, you know, you can hang or you can just go on about your motherfucking business. I'll catch you again. When I tell the bitch that, I just couldn't believe it. Did you hear what the fuck he just said? Because I would. I just catch you again. I missed you the first time. Motherfuckers go fishing. You don't reel every goddamn fish in. Shit. Some of them ain't caring. Throw this motherfucker back. I did that many times. Throw this motherfucker back. That's why I have good luck. Because I'm good to fishing. I ain't agree.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you know it. Hey, man.
Oh, Rosebud.
What, man?
I got one more last question, man. Then you can let me go.
What, man? Would I be busting on you?
No, the shit is dope, man. The shit you say is dope, man. That's why I fuck with your show.
What?
Here's my last question. If I meet a bitch today, and I'm trying to fuck the bitch today, to the bitch, is that moving too fast? Or it just depends on what kind of woman she is?
But all of that, yeah. You are moving too fast, and it does depend on what kind of woman it is. But more than anything, it depends on you and how you are. I want to hit that pussy right now. And any kind of conversation about not hitting it right now, I'm going to kill it if I can. Now, a lot of bitches ain't going to let you hit it right now. But that don't mean you don't make it understood. That's where you coming from. Now, what I'm saying is, if you don't let her know that shit, but you want to hit it tonight, then you don't. So you're going to be walking on thin ice, man. You're going to be, you know, tripping about what can you do, what you can't do. But if you already done told her that you want to hit that pussy right now, then you didn't motherfucking reach between her legs and shit, and she pushed your hand away, and you didn't reach up to them titties, and, you know, she didn't push your hand. All of that is establishing boundaries. Because at one point, the bitch going to let you do it. So you're gonna keep on your mind that, man, I'm fine. That door better not be a hair length open. Hey, bro, if the thickness of a hair can slide through the opening in the door, you supposed to try to smash that motherfucker open.
You can put it back in the queue, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks for all the clowns, man. I appreciate it a lot, man. Thank you.
Hey, you guys, you can't motherfucking wait till the door is wide open. Shit, what if the door don't even get wide open? Oh, man. See, as long as you're thinking correctly, you can be assured that you're going to do all the right things when a situation arises suddenly. You just have to be thinking properly before it happens. And if you force yourself to think properly whenever you outside your place, inside too, what I'm saying, you already covered. I just hope you guys, you know, believe the shit. What you think has a lot to do with you gaining confidence or not. I'm telling you, a motherfucking dude like me, no matter what the fuck I'm thinking about, I want to think about it in the correct manner for me to have my mentality correct concerning being a man. I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't care what people say. Man, you worry about being a man too much. Yeah, you don't worry about it enough. Because I don't get bitches challenging me. I mean, I don't even argue with no man. I don't even do none of that. Look. Wait. Let me just call you an Uber. That's the first thing out of my mouth. Let me call you a motherfucking Uber. And you know what? I'm going to go in the room. You can be in the living room until the motherfucker comes. Because what I'm saying is I ain't arguing. I ain't trying to impress what the fuck I think on now, motherfucker. Especially some bitch. 9 out of 10 times, I don't need shit from the bitch. But pussy and companionship, which is all a motherfucker's supposed to need from a woman. That's all she needs from me as a man. But bitches want you to need they bullshit. Oh, but I'm thinking like this now, and the way I'm thinking, I just think it should be, you know, well, if you think it should be universal, take it universal. Just don't bring it to me. Because I don't believe the shit. Oh, is your way or the highway? Well, bitch, yeah. Because you ain't getting me to believe your motherfucking bullshit. I just ain't believing it. If you don't want to kick it with me because of it, I don't fucking care. That's why I got that attitude. I have the I don't give a fuck attitude. And I choose to be that way. Every fucking thing about me is by choice. I ain't forced to live the way I live. I love living the way I live. I'm not listening to no bullshit from some bitch that has had some epiphany behind bars. You know what I'm saying is if you had an epiphany, didn't you motherfucking have an epiphany the last five times ago you went? Shit. Each time you come out, you got a motherfucking epiphany. When you gonna learn? When you gonna learn that you can't drive, motherfucker? This game is about driving. This game is about driving. You got to be able to drive the car. Because if you can't drive the car, just being in the car gonna have your ass going to the pen. That's just how it go. Shit. I just seen you come on 631, but I thought you was already on. What's up? You got a question?
Yes, I got a question.
Okay, what's up?
Something about, I think in one of your last videos, I was saying something about as far as rap with game, as far as having rap with game and making words rhyme and stuff like that. I see that your rap and rhyme game has picked up a lot.
Mine?
Just on the rap, because of the way you look at rap music. You know, I've been listening to some of the things you say about as far as rap music and the changes in it, and some of it was with the old, but some is with the new, and like I said, the way
Bro, let me tell you, some of the newer stuff is a lot smoother. Hold up. You could ask the question, but hold up, because you're missing me, because I'm not in any way into rap. The only thing I have in common, listen, bro, the only thing that I have in common with rap, wait a minute, man, let me put you on mute until I get through talking, then I get you back. But the only thing I have in common with rap is that as a pimp nigga, you know, the things I say as I'm talking, unconsciously, it's a cadence, it's a pace. And if a motherfucker said, girl, shit, I want you standing tall, you know, we don't think of what rhymes with it, but something like through it all or whatever the hell is coming out of our mouth, not on purpose. But what I'm saying is, you got to understand what blowing soul is. Back in the day, that's what blowing soul was. That's what they say, man, you hear that nigga blowing soul to that bitch? Because when you can make what you saying, not you trying to make it sound like a song, but what you saying will hypnotize a goddamn bitch if you got the proper cadence and if you know how to say the words, you know how to put emphasis on a particular word. You know what I'm saying, girl? You know, you got to know how to do that. Niggas like me know that shit. Now, what you was interrupting me saying, bro? Come on.
Nah, I wasn't trying to interrupt you with that. I was just, you know, wondering what you're saying was on that, how you felt about it. And
Did I clarify the
blowing soul part was definitely, you know, took me to another level for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, bro. I'm serious, man. Wait a minute, man. It sounded like you had something else. I kind of cut you off too fast. What?
Yeah, nah, just the blowing soul part that you were saying, definitely, you know, with the whole cadence of it all. But I see that you're getting sharper with it, though. You ain't doing nothing to try to make it sharper?
No, man. I might be willing to expose it more. But, I mean, back a few years ago, I would tell people to send me a word. And I didn't care what the word was. You would send me a word, and I would make an acronym of it. And the word that I use for each letter would have something to do with my life. When you read each word, it would be a sentence. And I used to do that because I could think like that if somebody asked me to do it. But what my point is, just to rap, I'd be lost. I'd be straight lost.
No, man.
Yeah, bro, that was a good question, man. Hey, you guys, let me tell you, motherfucking son. You know, my show just really started back, but I'm liking it way more than I liked. I mean, why I stopped is definitely not the case now. You motherfuckers be kicking it and be wanting to know. And you know what? I bet you this. I bet you motherfucking this. As long as you want to know, and you fuck with the motherfucking Rosebud, you gonna get to know. Cause I know. I ain't trying not to give it to you. If you ask for it, you know what I'm saying? To the best of my ability, I'm gonna share a game with it. And hopefully you gonna be sharper by just for the interaction. Just for interacting with me. It was just saying that there's no more questions. I'm gonna go. I love this shit. I'm out.